went to bed at night. When he woke up in the morning, he was on the floor. You might say, well, my goodness, how much
he must have been walking in his sleep.
Oh, specifically, he must have fell
off the bed. Fell off the bed.
What do you call those things that you put on a horse's feet to protect them?
You know, you're not talking about horseshoes, are you?
Yeah.
All right.
And the parts of the horse's feet that those things are put on are called what?
The hooves. Hoofs, whatever you want to call it, hooves.
Okay. Have you ever played a game with those
horseshoes?
Yeah.
Many times.
Is that just what?
Pets horseshoes, you know, put a peg out in the ground. Pets the horseshoes.
That's just what you call it, horseshoes? That's
game.
The name of the game?
That's right.
Okay. I don't suppose that many people around here raise sheep, do they?
No, we don't have, but we have some, not many though. Mm-hmm. Very few. Years and years ago, there was a man came here from Oklahoma and put in a sheep ranch, and people just thought he was crazy, and he didn't stay very long. But he had a lot of sheep, but that was before my time.
Do you happen to know what you call the male sheep?
A ram.
It was a ram. What about the female?
The ewe.
And what is it that people raise sheep for?
Well, for their wool and for their flesh, you know, they eat that. There's nothing any better than a good leg of lamb or lamb chops.
Oh yeah, can you get that stored around
here?
Yeah.
Right.
Alright, talking about hogs, what do you call a hog when it's first born, when it's little?
A little piglet, or a pig. We used to just say pigs, but a lot of people call them piglets.
And when they're full grown,
they're just a grown hog. They're, if they're old, 6 months old, they become a shoat, what we call a shoat.
And what do you call a male hog?
Boar.
Boar hog?
Boar, that's right.
What do you call a male hog that's been altered?
He's just, I don't know. You mean neutered or castrated or whatever you call it? I don't know.
You ever heard them called barrows?
I guess that's right.
That's
I guess that's right.
Okay. Well, and those stiff hairs on a hog's back, those are...
Bristles.
Bristles. And those long teeth that he has?
Yeah, that's their tushies.
Do you have any special names for hogs that have grown up wild?
They call them wild. I heard of wild boars, but now other than that, I don't know. I just don't know.
Okay. And talking about calves again. What do you call that noise, you know, that's made by a calf when it's being weaned?
Well, he's just crying for his mama. But that's a... I guess you'd call it just bellowing for his mama.
Yeah, okay. Well, what about that real soft noise that a cow makes during feeding time? Anything special you call that?
No. Sometimes they snort and blow, you know, when they get kind of mad or anything like that, but...
Maybe when they want to be milked?
Yeah.
Do the same thing, pretty much?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, and what about that noise that a horse makes, what would
you... Well, he kind of neighs, you know.
Neighs?
Mm-hmm.
That same thing as a whinny or something like that?
Yeah, right.
What do you call, you know, all these... Is there one word that you use for all these animals together, like horses and...